This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing. Okay, today's daf is Daf Chof Gimel Masechet Avodah Zarah, and we are holding in the middle of a sugya that's coming to answer the stira. We have On the one hand, we have in our Mishnah Halacha that you're not allowed to give over a behema to a pundakot, to a stable of akum. And on the other hand, we have a braita that says that you're allowed even to purchase a behema for the mizbeach from an akum. Now, these two things don't make sense. If we're choshed that the akum indeed uses the animal for sexual purposes, it becomes possible for the mizbeach. And that was the reason that you weren't allowed, because it was neither, to give the animal into the hands of the Akum. So our first teretz that we discussed yesterday was quoted in the name of Rav, that if it's the Akum's own animal, he is careful not to use it for such purposes because of the belief that the animal would be sterilized in having sexual consort with a human. Good. So he's chasal behemto shelo te'aker. And that's, today we're going to see there's a number of other tirutzim as well, but so far we're holding about the, with the teretz of Rav. And you say that you got up to Iboiluhu? Yes? Okay, so about 7 lines from the bottom, Iboiluhu. So the question over here is, what would be the halacha legabe ofot? Ofot mai. Is there also a chashash of using birds for sexual purposes? I myself saw a goy purchase a goose from the marketplace. He figured you might as well use it for everything, you know. So he screws this bird, then he chokes the bird, then he broils the bird, and then he eats the bird. So Mamela, it's clear that there's no hesitation in using birds for sexual purpose. Forget about that. I've seen worse than that. Anira iti aravi achad. I saw a certain Arab who's really got Portnoy's complaint over here. Shalakach yerech min ashuk. He bought a piece of meat. Chakach ba kedei ravim. Yerech means the thigh of an animal. That's a piece of meat yet. And he makes a hole in it so that he can use it for sex. And Rav'at Salav Achlai, he did the same thing. And then he figured he'll eat the meat. In any event, we see that any possible use for sexual purposes are going to be used.
That wouldn't be revealed, would it be?
No, of course not. No. It just means, you know, like that. Why not? Yeah, you know. Okay, so this is Rav's teretz. Now we're completed the nafkamina between the purchase from them of their own animal, with their cheshish, there it's kosher afilu lebizbeach, and the iser lechatchila of being mani the behema by them, where over there you have to assume that you're going to be machshil them, because you're giving them a behema. You understand, this Gemara to me is always like the absolute of what it is for a child to be raised on Gemara. The nafkamina between a child hearing such a Gemara is a dover pasher, you understand? And the goyesha look at sexual issues has been so snickery and so. The naturalness and the clarity with which such things are discussed in the Gemara is like a vaccination against the puerile silliness and obsessiveness that Westerners have over sexual issues. You're a ton of discussing such different portions. Ravina says, I have a completely different approach. There's no stira at all between the Mishnah and the Braita. Don't you see that there's a difference between lechatchila giving an animal to a goy, where you're going to possibly be machshelim, and purchasing an animal from a goy, in which the only reason it would be also is the assumption that it already happened? What if there's a small chance that it will happen? Nonetheless, you should give him an opportunity. Why should you give him an opportunity? So lechatchila, you don't sell it to him. But when it comes to an animal that he already has, why should I necessarily assume that it's already become nifsal because he dafke did use it for sexual purposes? So there's a difference between the two cases. Obviously, this doesn't mean lechatchila and b'diavad in the same case. We're talking about two different issues. Lechatchila meaning lechatchila to give it to them, in which case you're offering him such an opportunity. And b'diavad is the assumption, l'achra ma'aseh, where it's his own, that he already got it. Uminot emra b'shayli ben lechatchila ben diavad. Where do we see that something that we're choshed is going to happen, we don't have to be choshed happened? Because that's really a chiddush. L'chaira, if you need to take into consideration halachically that something is going to happen, then there ought to be the same need to take into consideration that it did happen. I mean, either it registers, so to speak, on our scale of halachic concerns, or it doesn't. Do you see anywhere that there's such a basis to be mechalik? Says the Gemara, indeed you do. It's not. Lo tityached isha imahem b'pnei shechashudin al ha'arayot. A woman is not allowed to be alone with an akum, because we have to assume that they are chashud. This is very similar to the case of Behema. It's referring to a human. So they will take advantage of a human to rape her as well. So assume that right now the issue is not that she would go along with it, in which case it would be a question of even an Eishes Yisrael being Asura, where Eishes Yisrael is not Asura if she's raped, but an Eishes Kohen. We'll see later in the sugya the question about an Eishes Yisrael as well. So here it says that a woman shouldn't be alone with her. Now, the question is, what if an Isha was alone with an Akum? So it does say, V'raminu, ha'isha nechbisha, b'dei avdeko chavim, a woman who was captured by Goy. So if it's ayidei mamon, if it's with an intent to ransom her, so then she's muteret leba'ala. But ayidei nefashot, hasura leba'ala, if the intent is to murder her, so even if Lamaisa, maybe you'd be able to buy her back, but they're not. That's not what they're focusing on. This is a kidnapping, you know, let's have some fun with Jews, you know, throw them into a ditch after you finish using them. So over there, she would be Asur Lavala. Why would she be Muteret Lavala if she was captured for Tzorchei Mamon? She was alone with an Akum. So Elalav Shmamina, Shainilan Bein Lechatchila L'diavad. Apparently, there's a major difference between the question of whether lechatchila she's allowed to be alone with them, where it's not proper because of the chashad, and on the other hand, if she had been alone, so therefore she would be muteret because we're not really choshed b'diavad, which lechora proves Ravina's contention. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma liolam emelach afilu diavad namilo. How do you say that? Maybe really even b'diavad she is asura, and this is a unique case. Because over here, the reason why she's muteret is dafka, because he's trying to ransom her. And he figures that if he will rape her, so the husband isn't going to pay as much. Maybe he won't pay at all. He's not going to take a chance now at losing his money, where the whole intent was ransom. And therefore, maybe in general, maybe normally I would say, even if she was already in the rishus of the Yakum. So we would have indeed, the same exact svara, but over here, taima de mityare, we should have said mamono. Over here, we're afraid that he's afraid that he's going to lose his money. That's got to be the pshat, because otherwise, why does it say in the seifa that if she was captured, not in order to ransom, that she's asur levala? Why is she asur levala? So must be teda diktari seifa idene fashot asur levala. So she's only Asura Levala, apparently, because of the fact that he's not Cheshesh. But the moment that he's not Cheshesh, she is Asura. Mashma, there is no nafkamina in a normal case between Lechatchila and B'diavad. So that cannot be the pshat. V'tulo midia, don't argue with me. I mean, that's clear. There's no way out of that, that we're making a nafkamina between the two cases. Now, the question over here is, first of all, when we say in the Sefer that she's Asur Leva'ala, it's a major machlokas v'shonim, whether this means even an Eshet Yisrael. In other words, that since she is Choshesheh from being murdered, she attempts to save herself perhaps by going along with him, or the, you know, the what do they call that? The Hearst girl. Which syndrome? Stockholm. Stockholm syndrome. So she starts going along, playing along with her captives. Right? Patty Hearst. Where they first made a thing of it. So it could be because of that, because of the Stockholm syndrome, which is mashma from Rashi. Tosfos learns because of the fear of hariga, straight up, not just the coming into sympathy. Others learn, the Ritva learns that it's dafka in achinam, it's dafka eshet kohen, that we would be chayshish in terms of anisa. But as Tosfos points out, that there is really, really a serious problem. If you hold, the question over here, Rashi's mashma bichlal is talking about an Eishes Yisrael. If that's the case, says Tosfos, then there's no woman that's muter to bala. Every woman at one point or another is alone in a store for a minute. How can you say that? We really entertain the notion that even an Eishes Yisrael, for being alone for a few minutes with an Akum, and if she works in a Goyish office or walks into a Goyish store, becomes Asur Levala. That doesn't seem reasonable. So are we really being Deiche over here, Ravina, or we're just being Deiche the Raya? But what's interesting is that in Achinami, there are those who showed him who learn that we're being Deiche Ravina. There's no enough Kamina between Al-Khatkhila B'diavad. So how is it that, we could possibly have such a halacha? So first of all, some learn that when we say that it's Osir, it means it's Osir, as Taisa suggests. It's Osir the way that a behemah is Asura. The behemah might be Asura in a pundaki. Pundaki means that there's time, you leave it there overnight and so on. Over here, the cases of a Yisrael, that is Nech Bisha, they have time to do whatever they want, the relationship develops, so to speak. It's not an instantaneous thing, the moment that she would be alone with him. But furthermore, halacha l'maisa, even though it's a rechayish for the shitas of the Rishali, that hold that b'diavad it's osur, they say that since over here in Mechalek, that if the goy is afraid to lose money, in the case of the ransom, and he certainly would not violate the Jewish woman, because he's afraid of losing money, al achat kama v'kama, today, when there are laws against such things, he's certainly afraid. So in other words, there's such a thing as the law providing a mirtat. So that's even a better mirtat than the loss of money, is when I end up in jail. So then, of course, there's no chashash. What we're talking about is the zman of efkerut. So when it comes to the animal, so in Achinami, we saw those nafkaminas where it's socially acceptable to have sex with animals where it isn't. And in Achinami, the question of what it is we have to be chashash for. But that's true over here, too. If it's not socially acceptable to stop and go around and sleep with women against their will, so then in Achinami, we won't be chashash any more than in a case where he's going to lose money. So this was the second teretz. Again, machlokes rishonim, whether it stands, that even though we don't have a raya, but that still, in tzadas svara, there's a nafkamina between lechatchila and b'diavad. A third teretz is. So far we have two tirutz. We have rav, that when the goy owns the animal, he doesn't want to use it for anything that might cause him loss. Then we have Ravina, who holds that there's a nafkamina between Lechatchila and B'diavad. And now we have a third teretz, Rabbi Pedat. Rabbi Pedat omer lo kasha. The truth is that there's a machloket about whether we need to be chayshed at all that a goy is going to sleep with an animal. And that is the machloket, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. And that's what it's talking about over here. The Mishnah is going out leave the Rabbi Eliezer who's chayshish. The Braita that says that you can buy an animal for a korban is going out leave the Rabbonin or not chashish. Where do we see such a machlokes? In Pora, the Tanakh. It says in the Mishnah in Pora, Rabbi Parat Chatat, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Einani kachat mina akum. You cannot buy a paraduma from a goy. The Chachamim matirin, the Chachamim say it's perfectly okay. So now, what must be the machlokes? What's the problem? My law, welcome if again. Rabbi Eliezer, Sarva Chashina Lerviya. Apparently, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the animal becomes psula by being used for such purposes. And the Rabbonin, Zavir lo chashin lo revia. The Rabbonin hold, but we're not afraid that even the goy is going to use an animal for sexual purposes. In which case, if there's such a machlokes legabe para, so in terms of our own sugya, Rabbi Eliezer would be the one who holds our Mishnah. Don't put an animal even overnight in a stable of an akum. And the Rabbanan are the author of the Braita that say you could go ahead and even purchase an animal for the tzarech of a korban. Says the Gemara, who says that that's a machlokas? Me, my. Dilma de kulei ama lo chashin al Raviyah. Could be. We have no chashash of Raviyah at all. Maybe the reason that Rebbe Eliezer holds that the poraduma cannot be purchased from a goyim is because he's chayish Rabbi Yudah Merav. Rabbi Yudah Merav says, since the Torah says, asher lo ala aleha ol, so it's not the pshat, ol mamish. In other words, they put on a literal yoke, and they yoked it up to an actual plow. Any usage at all, says Rav, even hiniach aleha, it's the gears over there, hiniach aleha uda shel sakin, even if all you did was you took a bunch of empty bags, you put the bags on the back of the Parah Aduma. Others learn an uda is not a bunch, but is a type of needle that's used for weaving bags. It's very, very light, it's barely noticeable. Nonetheless, you pass the Parah Aduma. Why? Because it's Shalom Aleha. So whatever you put on it becomes, is passes it. If you're purchasing an Egla Arufa, and want to use an animal for an Egla Arufa, over there the Torah doesn't say, Asher lo ala aleha. It says, Asher lo mashcha bo'o. So over there it had to actually do work and had to move it, not just stand still. So over there would be Ajatim Sholba. So now the question is like this. Forget about having sex with an animal. How about casually putting something on the back of the animal to carry for you? So Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, you have to be chashish. The guy is used to putting stuff on the back of his animal. If he's carrying his bags from the makolet, mistomo, put it on the back of the animal. Why should he carry it? Whereas the rabbanan say, we're not chashish. So mar sever chashish. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to worry about that. And the rabbanan holds, you don't have to worry about it. It has nothing to do with sex. Mar sever lo chashina. No, that's ridiculous. The guy's going to take a chance at losing a $1 million animal so that he can put his makolet bag on it. And what if somebody sees it? It's ridiculous. Nobody, not Rabbi Eliezer, not the Rabbonim, nobody would hold that a guy is going to take a chance and forget that he has to be careful that he's dealing with a $1 million thing here. So, of course, he's not going to be mafsid a lot. So, therefore, that can't be the issue. The issue must be sex. No, I mean, you can say the same thing. So, if an army, though, what? Just have a little bit of fun, he's going to lose $1 million.
Why don't we say at night he's going to go against the Jewish laws?
Because you don't take a chance. Why take a chance? How do you know that they don't have people watching to know that it's a kosher animal? I mean, why would I risk something just for the heck of it? But then you could say the same thing. What? Just to have a minute of fun with the animal sexually, so he's going to take a chance at losing $1 million. You can say the same thing, no? I mean, if that's the taina, why isn't that the taina on the original Hezker? So, what are you talking about? I mean, guys risk the presidency for a minute of fun. I mean, a hatan yitzro takfo. When it comes to sex, people do anything. But here we're talking about a cold calculation as to whether it's kedai to put down a bag on the back of the animal or come off it. So over there, you don't have yitzro takfo. Over here, you have yitzro takfo. Yeah, but you know what? I have another explanation. Now, without any problem of issues of sex, maybe everybody agrees. The dilma kulei amaloch hashin l'ruvia, right? The problem over here would be, you know why Rebbe Eliezer would say you cannot buy a paraduma from a goy? Gzerat hakatuf. Because it says in the pasuk, like Sheila points out in the bride, the Tony Sheila, my time, the Rabbi Eliezer, since it says in the Pasuk, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu elecha para aduma temima, so that means, V'yikhu elecha can also be understood, V'yakichu alecha. They're the ones that are going to make it possible for you to have. Which means only Bnei Yisrael can bring that para aduma into the hands of the tzibur. Exeris HaKosu, the Torah doesn't want a para aduma coming from an akum. Maybe that's the point. So if Rebbe Eliezer's Svara is like the drasha of Sheila in the pasuk, then everything makes sense. But nothing to do with chashash. Says, well, how could that be? How could you think that Rebbe Eliezer's Svara is the drasha of Sheila? Rebbe Eliezer doesn't apply this halacha only to Parah Aduma. Rebbe Eliezer applies this halacha to all karbonas. Because, now here, some change the girsa. Instead of diktoni sefer, because this is not the Sefer of the Mishnah that we just quoted from Parah. This is a braita. So therefore, it's very strange to refer to the braita, which is written on the Mishnah, as the Sefer of the Mishnah. The other half, the Girsa de Tanya. But in any event, it's clear that we're referring over here to the Hemshech of the Mishnah, so to speak, in the expansion of the braita on the Mishnah. So there it says in the braita, not only paraduma did Rebbe Eliezer posel, but v'chein haya Rebbe Eliezer posel b'chol ha-karbanot kulam. Nu. If you're going to tell me that Rebbe Eliezer's svara is the drasha of Shila, that the Torah gives a special din of a gzirata katuv that a parah aduma cannot come to a goy, then this whole thing doesn't make any sense. So why would he say that by all korbanot? Because bishlam parah, it says v'yikhu elecha. Does it say by the other korbanot a lashon of v'yikhu elecha? No. So why would I apply that din to all of the korbanot? Can't be. So therefore, kula korbanot ki chaktibu memela. Must be, there's only one option left, and that is that the machlokas Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbonan is a machlokas about whether you're chayshish for sex, which means that the last teretz of Rabbi Padat stands, that ein achinami, there is a nafgamina, whether you go like Rebbe Eliezer or the Rabbonan, the Mishnah goes like Rebbe Eliezer who is chayshish, and the braita that's matir, korbanot, is going like the Rabbonan who is not chayshish, and everything is fine. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, but there's still a possibility. You know what? It could be that the only reason that the Rabbanan argue that when it comes to the paraduma, it is mutter to buy from a goy, is because a paraduma is worth so much money. So memela, they hold that when you're going to lose that much money, you'll even control yourself not to have fun with the animal. And therefore, they're saying a paraduma to the male Yukarim. So over there, even though Yitzro Tokvo, he's not going to sleep with it. But when it comes to a regular animal that you only want to buy from a car, but doesn't have extra value, so a little bit of money, he's all risk. There's always other animals. So that's Dafka para to the male Yukarim. But other korbanot, maybe indeed the Rabbanan or Meida. No, says the Gemara, that cannot be the pshat. Because, look, the way I've explained it to you, at least we have two shitas. There's a chashash for sex, or there's not a chashash for sex. But the way you want to make it now is there's no two shitas. Everybody is chashash for sex, and a special din by paraduma. But that, so then nobody agrees with the braita. Because you're telling me that the braita that's matir, the mechira of a korban from a goy, is not going according to Rebbe Eliezer, is not going according to Rabbi. Is that reasonable? If we found already in a Mishnah that there clearly is such a difference. And we see in the Braita that the difference extends to all of the animals. So you're telling me that it doesn't make sense that that's the Machlokes Rebbe Eliezer Rabbanan. What do you want to bedafka? Be stubborn and say, well, that's a different Machlokes, only Lagabi Paraduma. It's very unreasonable. So then, Elohad Tanya Lokim Beimala Carbon Money. What? Not Rebbe Eliezer, not the Rabbanan. That doesn't make sense. Not to mention, by the way, happens to be another braita that I didn't tell you yet. And here's the other braita, you'll see that can't be the pshat. V'od. Tanya Be'edya, the braita says b'feirush on this Mishnah, what did the Rabbanan argue against Rebbe Eliezer? Mayotivulei chavroel Rebbe Eliezer, when Rebbe Eliezer claimed that all korbanos are aser. The Rabbanan turned around to him and said, nu, and you never learned Yeshayahu. What does it say in Yeshayahu? Kol tzon kedar yikbatzula. That all of the tzon, all of the sheep of the Yishmaelim will be gathered to you at that time. Yalu al ratzon amizbechi. And will be brought in the Mizbeach. How can you bring Arab korbanos on the Mizbeach? We know what the Arabs are famous for. So kol shekein, I mean, you're going to bring that on the Mizbeach. So you see that Lamaisa, the Rabbanan, argues specifically on all korbanos. So don't tell me that the machlok is dafka paraduma. Okay, in any event, one thing I see clearly, that this whole discussion is the question of whether we need to be chayshish that the para was used for sexual purposes. How about if we knew? Then everybody would be made its awesome. Why is that so pasha? Who says a paraduma is possible just because it was used for sexual purposes? Bishlama, a carbon, it says beferish. Mikemwe, the Torah specifically asks, the case of an animal that's rovei or nirva. So not all animals are kosher. But that's dafka kachri mizbeach. But not, I mean, where's the paraduma come to be kachri mizbeach? So adkan lo pligi ala b'chashasha. So it's only where I'm not sure if it was used for sexual purposes. But how about in a case where I know for a fact that it was? Hecha devadai rava. Everybody is modest psula. That seems to prove, shmamina, that a parah aduma is a karche mizbeachi. Even though lamais, it's not brought on the mizbeach, apparently it has a dinim of karche mizbeach. Because I karche berek abayi, where would we get the din that it should be pasul al yedei revia? Why would we say that it's pasul for revia? See, that's an amazing point, which has all types of different dinim, like abayi pidyon and so on. But that would mean you couldn't be paid a parah aduma without a mum, which Lamais isn't true. I mean, you could put in some locus at least. You know, put off filo agavi marach.
What's about the parah aduma and the old?
Ah, Tosfos asked this excellent question by Rav Yaakov. Who's to say that has anything to do with sex? Once, like the Gemara says, if a male animal mounts a parah, he passes the parah. Why? Because it's an old, and she needs to support the male. Having supported the male, so she's already been used for work. Tosfos is a very interesting answer. That a biped does not support his full weight sexually. So if you're a quadruped, so in Achinami, the male has no choice but to lean his entire weight on the female. And therefore it's Allah, Allah, all. But for a human to have sex with an animal is not an all. So it would only be a pagam of sex, not all. Therefore, the Gemara says that it must be that there really is a psul bedavka revia, but that would mean that the par has to be kachim isbeah. So, what do we do with that? Diyuk? Because he kachim bedekabayat be mifslab revia? No, says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe, indeed, as is consistent with other halakhot, that the par aduma is actually a kachim bedekabayat. However, since the Torah calls the para a chatat, lemeini da chatati, therefore it gives it a din of a korban chatas. The same way that a korban chatat is pasul, so too is the para aduma psula if it were used for immoral purposes. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, ela me'atati pasel b'yotzei dofen. How about then saying that the parah aduma should not be kosher if it wasn't born vaginally? Let's say that it was removed from the mother through a cesarean. It should be pasul, because we learn out shor chesaveis ki yivaled. It has to be born normally, and a parah aduma, therefore, since it's called a chatas, also should need to be born normally. So maybe you'll say, "No, who said that's not true?" So I'll tell you why. V'chitem achinami, you'll say, no, maybe it's true. I'll prove to you it's not true. Alama Tanya, why does it say, higdisha biyotzei dofen, that if you took a parah aduma that was born through a cesarean section, it's psula, but Rabbi Shimon is machshir. You see, bishleim, if the machlokas is whether it has a kachi mizbeach or kachi berekabayit. Okay, you could say that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim. But if you're telling me that chatat means that we give it a din of a korban chatas, why would Rabbi Shimon argue? Where would we see Rabbi Shimon? That's the simple meaning of it. Tosfos has a different girsa with a different explanation. But he says the pashtus of the sugya, certainly if you see this girsa, is that that's the machlokas. It's more logical to say that that's the pirush, I mean, that that's the machlokas about whether it's kachay beragavayat or kachay nizveyat, than to say that for some reason there's a machlokas in drosha as to whether we should apply chatat, he should not apply. Why would he argue on that? Now, maybe Otaina, it just so happens that there's a reason why Rabbi Shimon would hold that a Yotzei Dofen is kosher. But that's for a completely different reason. It's because Rabbi Shimon himself holds consistently that when it comes to a human, a C-section birth is considered to be 100% a birth. Which is remarkable. In other words, we hold a C-section doesn't give you may tyra, doesn't give you may tuma, you don't have a din of bris milah, b'yom hashmini, etc., etc. Rabbi Shimon holds, it's a normal birth. There's typical you may tyra, you may tuma, din yoledes nekeva, yoledes zachar, So maybe that's the point. Since he holds that by a human, he holds that by any mammal. If he holds it by any mammal, so then it would mean that a Yotze Dofen is Kiva late. And that explains the whole thing without coming on to any kind of other machlokas. Maybe that's the pshat. So you'll try to tell me, you're very smart. Chitim, well, of course, it's Rabbi Shimon l'shitasa. That's Rabbi Shimon l'taini. The Yomar Yotze Dofen is a perfectly kosher v'lad. Doesn't work. I'll tell you why. Because the way that we know, the way Rabbi Shimon knows, that it's considered to be a kosher v'lad, is because of the extra word, ve'im nekeva teled. Remember, isha kitazria v'yalda zachar. So all you need to say is ve'im nekeva. Why is it ve'im nekeva teled? Because it's coming to be marba, a different type of leida, which is a C-section. But by an carbon, it only says once. Shor chesefa is ki yiva leid. In which case, he doesn't have a ribui by all mammals. He only has a ribui legabe the dinim of leid of a human. And therefore, said Rabbi Yochanan, modeya Rabbi Shimon, le'inyin kachim she'ino kadosh. The Rabbi Shimon is made that a Yotze Dofen is not considered to be a Leida. So therefore, that's not the explanation. Okay. You know what? So fine. Let's forget about Chatat. You're right. If it says Chatat, it would have passed the Yotze Dofen. But, nonetheless, you do not need to conclude that a Paraduma is Kachay Mizbeach. There's another reason why a Paraduma would be Psula by the case of Revia, without being anything but Kachi Berek Abayit. You know why? I'll tell you very partial. Berek Abayit is possible with a mum. So obviously not. It's insane. What does a mum have to do with it? But the Torah makes such a fuss. Once the Torah is marked on mum, there's a pasuk that tells you that wherever there's a hakpada on mumim, there's a hakpada on misuse sexually, and on misuse for avodas kehilah. Where do I learn that out from? Pasuk. Maybe Pora is different. Shiny Pora. Ho'il umum poselba. Since the Torah is makbid on mum, a dvar erva, or avodah zarah, also passes. Why? Because it says, ki moshchatam ba'em mumba. It says, miyad kobe nechar, you're not allowed to bring these mumim. Why? Because they have a mum, and their hashchata, their perversion, is locked into them. So what is hashchata? Hashchata is to ruin something in a very particular way. Either through sex, we're going to prove this, or through idolatry. Because Tanit Levei Rabbi Shmuel, kol makom shedemar hashchata, eina ela dvar erva ve'avodah zarah. The way the Torah uses the word of perverse wrecking is dafka in terms of sexual issues and idolatrous issues. Dvar erva, going back to the marble. By the marble it says, ki hishchit kol basar darko ala aretz. And we know that that is a reference to sex. Because it says, beferish, first of all, legabi the b'nei Elohim, v'itchulam nashim mikol asher bacharo. I mean, it says that the problem was sexual perversion. Besides the fact that we talk about basar, that's what you're talking about, the necessarily in basar. We also know that it's talking about avodah zarah, because then it says, beferish. Pentashchitun v'asita b'chem pesel. No. So hashchata, which is consistent with the Torah's use of znus for avodah zarah and for arayat. So this is consistent across the board. That's the nature of hashchata and znus. Since the Torah is makbid on mum, mashchata ben mumbam tells me it must be makbid also on dvar erva. Therefore, the paraduma is psula. Irregardless of whether it's kachi berek abayit, kachi mizbeach, the Torah basically is telling you beferish. You cannot use a par adum that has a mum, or that was used for revia, or for nirva, in other words, or that was used for avodas kehilah. It's a special thing, that par adum. So therefore, the paranami, holum mum poselba, var erva, vavodat kehilah, or also pasuk, but therefore you cannot conclude that the par aduma is necessarily a quas of kachim mizbeach. And indeed, when it comes to dinim of pidyon and the equivalent, it has a dinim kachim mizbeach, but kachim mizbeach with very special hakpatot that the Torah gave on it. But that doesn't change its entire relationship to all dinim. Let's go back to Shila, because that was a fascinating drasha. Remember that Shila Tainet, although we were Doicha, his application to Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer used it as universally true. All Korbanos, not only a Paradum, all Korbanos are possible from Akka. But Shila Tainet, that there is a Drosha, Legabi Paradume specifically, that says that you cannot buy a Paraduma from a Goy. So let's look at that for a minute. He says, Daber B'nai Yisrael, V'yikhu. So his Drosha was, B'nai Yisrael, Yikhu, V'yino of the Kachavim, Yikhu. Right? So Elamiyata, let me ask you something. By the Binyan HaMishkan, doesn't it say the same Lashon? Exactly the same Lashon. Daber B'nai Yisrael, V'yikhu li Truma. So that means that anything mentioned in the Binyan HaMishkan should be possible to come from a Goy. Which, of course, would include Avdei Sheyam, Avdei Miluim. So I would not be able to make, now, the Big Day Kahuna, I would not be able to make it from things that came from a Goy. That's what you're telling me. You all know the famous Maisa, in which Doma Ben Natina, who was a Goy, was going to sell the Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Miluim, and they were ready to buy it from him. No, how do you explain that? Let's see that inside. So Achinami would have to say that Eino of the Kochavim Yikhu for the Mishkan. V'chitem, and maybe you'll say, no, why not, Achinami? Maybe you're only allowed to make the Cheshen out of things that you buy from a Jew. What about the famous story? Amar Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Sha'alu at Rebbe Eliezer, Ad Eichan Kibud Aveim. How far does a person go for Kibud Aveim? How far could it extend? Amar Lehem, you want to see from a Goy? Tzu'u Ura'u Ma'asa Oved Kochavim Echad Le'aviv Ba'ashkelon. V'dama Benitin Nashemo. Where Pa'am Echad Bikshu Mimenu Avanim La'efod B'shishim Ribo Sachar. They were ready to give him a profit of $600,000, yeah? And Rav Kahana says, well, no, it was 800,000, Shmoni Rivo. But the keys to the chest that he had the Avonim in, see, he wasn't going to wake up his father. He said, look, we got no time for playing games. Okay, fine, go somewhere else to buy it. And Lord Ciaro. So how come they were going to buy from him if he's a goy and allowed to buy from him? Ah, says the Gemara. That's because of the incredible Diyan, in which wherever there's a vav, so we know a vav, adds to the previous drasha. So v'yikhu elecha. So what a v'yikhu elecha? Oh, the whole thing. Zahav, v'chesed, v'nechoshet, utchelet, v'argaman, v'orot elim, odamim. And then it says, avnei shoam. What happened to the vav? Apparently, avnei shoam is not part of the v'yikhu. So without the vav, you are now allowed to buy Avnei Shoam from anybody. So they went to buy the Avnei Shoam from a Goy. But it's still perfectly consistent to say the Drosha of Shila, that the other things in Echinam, you would not be allowed to be purchasing from a Goy. But wait a minute. The next word, we'll get to that. V'Avnei Miluim K'tiv. Doesn't it say Avnei Shoam, V'Avnei Miluim, which means that it's basically a series. You don't have to write and every time you have a comma. You have a comma, and then an and. What's wrong with that? It's still considered to be part of a series. In which case, if that's the case, Hodar Arve, that means that the Torah was putting it back into the same series as was there previously. Not to mention the fact, as Rabbi Yaakov just pointed out, that it continues on to say that the next year they needed to buy a Parah Aduma from him. I thought the whole point was by Parah Aduma. Va'od katani seifa l'shana achar, the year later. No dalo, it's chus of that maisa, that he didn't take the money. By waking up his father, no dalo Parah Aduma be'edro, and again they came to buy from him. Nichlesu chachmi Yisrael etzlo. Amar lahem, he said, you know, the truth is, yodeani b'chem shim ani mevakesh kuko, michem kol mokam shvolo v'atem notnim li. You think I'm stupid. I could get whatever I want for this Parah Aduma. But I'm also not stupid. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this Parah Aduma, b'schus, but I didn't wake up my father last year. So I'm asking you for the same profit that I would have had last year. And so now, Akshav, I'm only going to ask you for the money that I lost last year. But meanwhile, they're buying a paraduma. How could they buy a paraduma if, according to Sheila, he's a goy? I don't care. Whatever answer you're going to give me about Avnei Miluim being special, it clearly, this is the primary drasha, is V'yikoy Lecha paraduma. Nu, what are you going to say now? Answers, the Gemara must be that Hatamayede Tagare Yisrael Zofun must be the Yikwe letters only directly, but they used a broker. So a broker, they were buying it from Yisrael. The broker bought it.
I just happened to have
a Pora Aduma handy. So Mimela, they weren't over on the Yikwe. That's not a problem. By the way, it's a very interesting Taisvis, which is everybody assumes that in the list of things that were lost after the Churban was the Shamir. Right? So how could they possibly, there's no way to make
the
how you're going to be chayret the name of the karate ever says it's not allowed to be done except by the Shamir. So how did they do it? If the Shamir was hidden. The Tosfos is mechadesh that you have to read it in two ways, that the Shamir was hidden there only after the second Churban. So why does it say they had the whole problem with the Avnei HaMizbeach? Because the Shamir is only a rough cut. Rough in the sense that you could still be Chagir, but Tziporin. The Avnei Mizbeach, you can't have Chagir at Tziporin even. So Mimela, that had to be done in a way that wasn't sufficient to be done. But it's a very interesting. It's not a sidelight of the historical elements. I mentioned to you the National Geographic magazine about the Shamir ones. No? Fascinating. The few years ago, maybe the last time you learned this. Who knows? But anyway, they came out with an article in which they found in the Negev there are areas of geographical formations that nobody understood, which are like these furrows that go through rocky areas. They couldn't figure out what caused it, and they thought it was geological. They had all kinds of explanations for how the geology works out. They came out with this meridic of find that there's this worm, snail, that eats through stone and goes through straight lines. And it leaves a furrow behind it. The next issue, someone wrote in the story of the Shamir from the Gemara. Says, you guys just found the Shamir. Fascinating story. But that's an interesting historical sidelight. עופות מים, תשמע דיומר ויהיה רמר שמור משמור ביחמין, אני ראיתי עובד כוכבים שלקח אבז מן השוק, רבעה, חנקה, צלב יחלה. ויומר ביומר מדיפתי, אני ראיתי ערבי אחד שלקח ירח מן השוק וחקק בה כדי רביעה, רבעה, צלב יחלה. רבינו אמר, the whole thing is not a problem. לא קשה, הלכה תחילה עד יעבד. ומינות תמד השיני בין לך תחילה בין לדיעבד, וצדה. לא תתייחיד אישה עם האמת דשא חושדויים על העריות. את זה האיש ששנך ושביידו וכוכבים על ידי מומון מותרת לבעלה. אומי על ידי נפשות אסור לבעלה. אלא לב שמה מינו, שאני למבין לך תחילה על ידי עבד. לא, ממי? זה אומר לי, יום אומר לך אפילו ידי עבד נעמי לו. The only reason that it's mutter in this case is that any time you are able to have mamono to ransom her. Teda. Diktani seifa yedei nefeshot asura levala. So look, man, don't argue with me about this, okay? Vetulomid. Rabbi Pedat amar lo kash. Ho Rabbi Eliezer who's chayesh for revi are rabbanon that are not. Titznan gabi parat chatat Rabbi Eliezer in a nikach et binon de kochavim. V'chachamim matirim. So my love, look, I'm forget. Rabbi Eliezer sovar chayshin on the revia. V'rabbanon savre lo chayshin on the revia. Mimai. Tumma the kuli amalok hashinu revia. V'ocha in a time of the Rebbe Eliezer, kid Rebbe Yonah Merav. The Omer Rebbe Yonah Merav, iniach aleihem, uda shel sakin, pasla, ubegla rufa, achetim shokhba, because it says, ashelo mashcha ba'ol. So maybe that's the shayla. Marsar v'chashina for his putting down his grocery bags. Umarsar v'loch hashinu. Nah, come on, lo sakadai. Nobody would be chayish. Well, Mishum Decha, Purta, the guy's going to be mafsit so much money. No, mafsit tuma. No, so you could say the same thing about sex. I mean, Mishum Ana'a Purta, lo mafsit tuva. Ah, come on, guys, let's be honest. Atam Yitzrot Tokfo. People do that all the time. V'dom l'kulay hama locha shilun revia. V'locha tainam, do time in the Rebbe Eliezer. Kiriton Yishila. The Ton Yishila, my time in the Rebbe Eliezer. Daber al b'nei Yisrov v'ikui lecha. B'nei Yisrov v'yikru laka v'yakichu, says Rashi. It's the same idea to make it available to you. V'enov d'kochavim yikru. No. Because that's only by Por Haduma. And he says, but all korban is a lo tzagadaita. So Isak Adaitach, the basis is, Kedatani Shila, by Pora, okay. Shalom Pora, Ketivba Kicha. Where does it say, Lashar Kicha by Kula Korbanus? Kula Korbanus Kicha, Ketivba. Vadim Adkan, Lampelig Rabban, Aleder, Veliezer. Maybe normally they would be Chayesh. It's Dafka only by Pora Duma, the Domea Yakorim, that they're not Chayesh, but Peshar Korbanat Modilo. No, so then what? We make up a new shita in the bright other tanya lochimiam veimala korban. So who's that? Nobody. Lo Rabbi Eliezer, lo Rabban, not to mention the fact that the bright says ba'edya, mayotiv lechavroi the chachomim lo Rabbi Eliezer. What do you do with the pasuk of kol tzon kedari kavtzloch yalu al ratzon bizbechi? So ad kan lo pligyela bechashasha. But echad avadai ravad appears that everybody's made it possible. Why? Must be Shema min haporos kachim izbeah. Because of kachim ben hakabayit, where would they become possible by revia? No, it could be the pora aduma is kachim ben hakabayit. But since the Torah called it lebei nida chatati, so chatat kari rachmana. No, if that's the case, be'atati pasal b'yotzei dofen. So why does it say he could do Shabbat Yotzidof and Psula Rabbi Shimon Machshir? And don't tell me Vichitem Rabbi Shimon Taine, who says that a Yotzidof and by a human is a Vlad Mahalya, because Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shimon is made that when it comes to other mammals by Kachim, that it's not Kodesh. So that's not a good answer. Ela must be not because Paraduma is given the din of Achatas across the board, but rather because Paraduma holu mumposelba dvar ervava vadezaran nami poselba dechtiv ki mashchata mehem mumbam v'tonu devei Rabbi Yishmael kom akom shenemar hashchata eino ela dvar ervava vadezara dvar erva dechtiv ki shchit ko basar takol aret avodah zara dechtiv pen tashchitun vasitem lechem pesel. Poranami, holum posel, but varvavada kavirim, pasliba, gufa. Tony Shila, my time at the Rabbi Eliezer, dichti. Dabero bene Yisrovik, bene Yisrovik, no vet kavanicho. Salabiata, dabero bene Yisrovik, kuli truma by the Mishkan. You could say the same thing. Achinami, bene Yisrovik, no vet kavanicho. Vichite, maybe in Achinami. Omer, Rabbi Mishmo, Shalot, Rabbi Eliezer. Ad hechon, kibet ava aim. Amar lem tzu'u v'ru'u ma asa oved kochavim echad li'aviv ba'ashkalon v'dama beniti nashima pa'ab achad b'kshu mimeno avanim le'fod b'shishim ribu sechar Rav Kahana says it was even 80 ribu v'ayam avtechud menachot tachat bin rashotav shel aviv v'lo tziaro. Well, that's because there's no vav in Avnei Shoham. So Avnei Shoham yifsik inyan. No, come off it. First of all, it says v'avnei miluim. Okay, so first of all, how to arve it? Not to mention that the whole story continues on. V'od k'tani sevel shada acher nandala par aduma bedro nech pesukach ve'isola tzvolam yodei ani v'chen im ani v'vakish v'cham kom mamon shebaolam atem notim li. But I'm a good guy. Akshav ani v'vakish v'cham oto mamon shivsadeti b'shvil abba. No. But over there, must be out of Ayyadei Tagare Yisrael, Zavun. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.